Sechus Maestros, Perek Hei, Mishnah Hei. Halakeach, Sede Yarek, Bisorya. If someone buys a vegetable field in Soria. Soria is, we've had this before, Soria is a place which has a quasi-din, kind of in between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. So, Benagea, a field, someone who buys a field in Soria, it's like he bought an Eretz Yisrael, Lingin Maestros and Shvius, but someone who buys pears from a guy in Soria, then he's pater from Meiser. And we'll explain a little bit further now. Halakeach Steyark Besuria, someone who buys a vegetable field in Syria, im achalai bala ones maestros, if he bought it from the guy before the time came of ones maestros, then chayiv, then the person who bought it is going to be chayiv in maestros, because at the time that it comes to the ones maestros, it's already in the rishus of the Yisrael, it's already in the rishus of the Yid. Mishabala ones maestros, but if he bought it after it already was Einus Meisris, and it was in the Rishus of the Goy when it became Einus Meisris, when it became the time to take Meiser, then Pater, then he's going to be Pater for Meisris, because at the time that the vegetable became Chayiv in Meisris, it was in the Rishus of the Goy. Vilaked Kedarka Vahoch, and he could continue to grow the vegetable and in his own Rishus, and he would still be Pater for Meiser even after that. Rabbi Huda says, "Af yisker pailim biyilkait." He can even hire workers to help him with these vegetables. And the chiddush here is that we're not choishish that maybe he's going to say that people are going to say that he didn't take maaser off of his field. But the Tanakama would not hold like that. The Tanakama would hold that he would have to actually pick it himself, and he would not be able to hire any workers to help him. And the reason is because it's a gzera that maybe he'll end up doing the same thing in a field of vegetables that he acquired from the guy Kaidim Shabbala Einus Meisus, before the Einus Meisus came. But Rabbi Huda is not choishish for that. Amar Rabshim Ben Gamliel. Rabshim Ben Gamliel says, "Bamed Var Mamram." What are we talking about here? That if you bought it before the Yorkis came to Einus Meisus, that you're going to be chayiv in Meiser. That's Bizman Shekana Karka. That's if you bought the land with the vegetables. Aval Bizman Shelekana Karka. But if you didn't buy the land, Im Ad Shelay Bala Einus Meisus Pater. And what that means is, even if he bought it before the Einus Meisris, where before we said that really he's chayiv, what Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel here is saying is that he's going to be pater from Meisris, because since there's no karka here, so it comes out that the vegetable grew completely in the rishus of the guy. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Af lefi cheshbon. Rebbe here is coming to be mechalik on the Tanakama, actually, that if he buys it, even if he buys it after after the vegetable comes to the Einus Meisers, the time of to take Meiser, he's still going to be chayiv to take lefi cheshbon. In other words, whatever grew when after the yerek was in his rishus. So if the vegetable grew after he took it and he put it into his field, and then the vegetable grew in his field, Rebbe would say that he would have to take off Meiser from that which grew in his field. Mishnah Vav. Hametamed v'nasan mayim b'mida u'masa k'dei midasai pater. If someone was making temed was a way of making wine. What they would do is they would take water and pour it over the wine sediment that they had, and then the resulting liquid they would use as wine. So someone who was making this temed and he poured a certain amount of water on top of it, and it came out afterwards, the resulting temed was the same amount of water that they poured on him originally, then he's going to be pater, because all that the wine sediment did was add flavor to it, but it didn't actually add any actual liquid to the mixture, to the temed. But Rabbi Yehuda says that you would be chayiv to in Meiser. Rabbi Huda would say that you would be chayiv in Meiser, because according to Rabbi Huda, when you pour the water, the sediment, the chartzanim of the grapes, they absorb some of the water, and the resulting temed afterward also had some of the liquid from the actual leftover wine or grapes or whatever was there. So Rabbi Huda would say that your chayiv. Matzah yisra kedemi dasai. If it comes out that there was more liquid than what he originally poured in his resulting temed, mitzi alav, then he is mafresh the meiser on the temed. He takes off meiser from the temed, mimakam acher, from another place, from wine, even if it was tevel, if he cheshbin, according to whatever he would have to take off meiser, the amount that he would have to take off for the temed, he can be mafresh it from another place.